actually a researcher on AI, so I'm involved personally in AI from 80s last century, which means that we've seen ups and downs of AI, and now it's one of the ups as well. And certainly what we didn't done in the past was we haven't looked at consequences and implications of this technology, which is now a particularly different issue. So what IRCAI, so International Research Center of AI that we are running at the National Research Institute in Slovenia from 2020, it's about several things. So we have four main programs. One is the future of AI, of course. The other one is implications of AI, which means that we extended our research and group and the people and collaborations that we have across the globe to social sciences as well, which was not really the case before, because you know, with technicians and you know, software programmers, we didn't care about social sciences in the past. Now this is something which is a crucial issue. So we do quite a lot of research in this area, but one of the mandates as well is that we do the policy experimentation and also helping countries and member states to get into the play of AI, which would be everything from you know strategy down to documents, policies, and even then the concrete research projects. Then the next part, the next major part, is about how we can use AI to address global SDGs, so challenges addressed by global SDGs. So we are running several large-scale projects, and those are the things certainly that you know can be interesting for anyone sitting in this room. Then the third part is about education and awareness raising, so quite a lot of programs that we established, quite a lot of stuff that we are doing, in particularly right now, because everybody is knocking on the door, like today we've seen, so tell us about AI as something, you know, what is happening behind the scenes. And then, of course, the fourth program is about the networking. So we cannot do that even if there would be like 1,000 people employed by IRCAI. It's impossible. We can only address these issues globally and collaboratively and inclusively. So right now, IRCAI is about more or less representatives from 60 plus countries working on several issues. We have several programs which we are opening as it comes across. So when there is a need, we open the program. That will be, for example, AI in health, AI in education, ethical AI, AI in circular economy, AI in business, AI in banking. So all this stuff that actually come across and we see that there is a need, we then start to implement and then we put people around the table so that this would be then discussed. So as I said, IRCAI is inclusive and some of your representatives from countries have been visiting us already. And there's always a discussion about how we can collaborate. And we say, we are open, just come across. Just come talk to us, bring you know initiatives. Just be proactive. Doesn't really happen quite often, that's true as well. So there is one of the, you know, one of my talking point today would be come across, be proactive, because anything that you can bring in and we can work with you would be beneficial for everyone. So now I have two points which I will just stress out. So one is that usually all the projects that we do in research in particular are being done, you know, applying for the calls, which would be top-down approach. So somebody's thinking about what should be done, what should be developed and researched. There is a call and then we apply and this is collaboratively done. This is usual approach. So what we tested, and it works perfectly, is a grassroots approach, which goes in hand what people from the Unconnected was telling before. So we are also involved in several charities we need to speak later on. And this grassroots approach actually came across as a very interesting model. So what we are doing is one of the program is Open Education for a Better World, because I'm also the UNESCO chair on Open Education. So we somehow asked people globally, what do you think, how can you think that something which is an open education can address a global issue? And then you have teachers, you have nurses, you have people from the hospital, whoever, coming across saying, I understand that open education can help address the global issue which I'm tackling as well, but I don't have know-how how to deal with this. So what we do? We attach mentors to those people. So anyone in the world applying for a program, we attach experts, mentors, and they create a program. So right now we are running roughly around 100 projects every year, which is concretely developing open educational resources to addressing global issues. So, and everyone is working for free. And the same model right now we are building up for AI for a better world. So you have an idea that can be addressed, you think can be addressed by AI. We create a program, you will get mentors, we run the show. At the end of the day, there is something which is a software and it should be openly accessible. So those are the elements that works perfectly. We didn't know, we tested, we grew it through the time, but it seems like that it works. So there is another thing that we work with US, so the CMU, a colleague from CMU, is the data science for the social good, which is kind of the same thing. So those are the elements that certainly work on the terms of collaboration, not just this global and intergovernmental or let's say interinstitutional. The next thing I want to point out since I heard today is about the evidence-based policy making. So one of the things that we do is building, using AI to create these global observatories. So the global observatory, if you checked the OECD .AI Global Observatory is being built by us, which is automatically accessing every source of information and then providing somebody who is a decision maker real-time information about the topic, which would everything from the news, research projects, people involved, accidents, investments, educational programs, everything that relates to AI is there. There is no particular issue why the same technology with the same diff and additional data sources would be done for any other SDGs. And this should be done collaboratively. So if you know you as a country, you as a member state, would be willing with your institution to participate, we are more than open to work with you. So that would be my two points. So like I said, so IRCAI is open, inclusive, it's UNESCO. Everyone here is UNESCO member. Everyone is actually voted in the conference, general conference, to set up IRCAI. We have two sister organizations right now, so in being established, one in Saudi Arabia and the other one in Morocco, and we hope to build up this backbone globally, so to actually really address AI as it should be. Thank you.
Thank